Amazing. Speaking about music, that's what's wrong with music students, bro. I'm listening to Cole new track, bro. And like, I had to listen to it like 5 more times because I was just focused on the music, bro. Like, I couldn't hear what Cole was saying, bro.
I know.
I was like, yo, that's that hard, bro. I was like, the hi-hats, yeah, that's a triplet. Yeah,
all I was concerned about was like, oh, okay, so it's a sample.
Yeah,
I was like, oh man, I'm excited for this. I understand what McCune is because, like, I'm over here just trying to. Yeah, that's the basic melody, the bass, counter melody, okay? I'm just like, yeah, the high amp kick. I'm just like, I'm not actually listening to the damn song.
Yeah, but I listened to it once. I think I listened to it this morning, actually, in the interlude.
Oh, yeah, I listened to. Because that song about Trippy was getting hyped by everyone.
Yeah, the rage. Yeah.
It was weak. I listened. It was decent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people really, really like it. I'm just like, it's just
bad. Yeah, I got to listen to the new Cole song again. But,
I need to listen to it again because it was like, you know, the first time listening to a new song, you enjoy it, but then you completely forget about it. Like, yeah. I don't remember what the fuck it sounded like.
Yeah, yeah, same.
But I remember it was just like, that shit can either go two ways. It can go up, it can go down. But nigga, I'm prepared. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
That beat was different. I was just...
No, I swear it was going to transition. The thing I do remember, though, I swear it was going to transition to something. Because I was just like, okay. And I was like, wait, it's just one track. I mean, I'm like, damn.
It's one track. I mean, it's the interlude, though, bro. This is just the interlude, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
If the rest of the album is like this, bro.
The interlude went number one. That's stupid.
In one day, bro.
Cole is different. But he's still the most hated Greek.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Well.
Of the greats, Cole, he is the most hated.
The most hated?
I'm gonna be real. Mm-hmm. It's like. Yeah. Also. Okay, it's weird. Like, with Eminem, it's so weird because I see so much love, yet so much hate for him. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah.
It's because he has a different style than what's really popular, but he also has a big fan base. Because, like, nobody really going to hate somebody like Young Thug or Uzi or something like that. Like, everyone's going to get bumping at that.
Trust me, there's hate for them.
Young
Thug, like, earned his respect, I believe. Like, especially now and more than ever since Slum Lady Shoe Drop.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, people be hating on Uzi, I swear. For no reason.
But, but yeah, that was an amazing segue to the topic of today's podcast. But yeah, welcome to another episode of Last Podcast. My name is Brooks.
My name is Carson.
Daniel, I really almost said Terrence.
Sheesh. Terrence couldn't join us today because life happens. But you know what they also say about life? Life goes on. So, we shall continue. We shall proceed. The show must go on.
That it will.
We can postpone it.
Excuse me?
Postpone just like J. Cole's album. Until May 14th. It's May 14th, right?
Yeah.
Yup. A week from now.
Yes, sir.
That boy Cole about to drop. And the world will change again.
I think
Kendrick, it's your turn.
Oh, sorry, yeah, it's Kendrick's turn after this. He needs to drop this summer. I'll give him till June.
It's about time.
Like a solid summer album. That would feel really nice. Not to get away from J. Cole, but isn't Ski Mask dropping something sometime in June? That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I'm waiting on that one too. I heard Drake's supposed to be dropping soon too.
Cool. This might be a 2016 replay.
I'd hope so. 'Cause 2016 was the year for music. Honestly, it really was.
Honestly.
2016, fire.
Because if it wasn't 2016, then But yeah, it has to be, it's like, for me, it's in between 2016 and 2018, really.
Well, I'm sorry, I missed that last part about 2016, 2018.
I know, I was saying, like, what does that mean? like with all of, like, the new music dropping, like, around this time, like, May, June, even July, it might be, like, a repeat or, like, the same kind of vibes as Summer of 16.
There was so much heat 2016.
Yeah,
Frank Ocean dropped. Kanye dropped. Chance dropped.
Mm-hmm. Like all the
Rihanna dropped. It was just
all the greats dropped, and that was the birth of a lot of new good artists. Yep. I'm gonna say things got weird 2017, 2018. You wanna know the funny thing is, despite how bad of 2020 was as a year, it was ironically a great year for music, I think, personally. I feel like there was like a lot of good projects that came out that year.
2020. So I know.
I'm trying to think.
I know.
Trying to take dropped, obviously.
Well, I can't say that. Like for like,
after all hours, did drop. The Weeknd dropped. Mm-hmm. Right.
Weeknd, Uzi, already.
I know Joji dropped in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe November.
Other than that, that's really it. As far as
Drake did. He did Certified Lover Boy. Which one? I mean, well, not Certified Lover Boy.
They dropped.
Juggling Demo tapes, which is, you know, I mean, I listened to the majority of it. I enjoyed it, but, you know, it's Drake, so is it really ever going to be better?
Yeah, Drake is going to do his Drake thing.
Like, since this is a little three-track, I don't know what I should call it when that dropped. He just proved time and time again he's just going to, he just doesn't miss. Even his bad projects are good.
You know who else doesn't miss? Who? Taylor Swift. She dropped 2020.
Oh, yeah, Folklore. She did, yeah.
Come on now. You know, honestly, I would get that music more of a chance if weren't for the fans just being fans. Stans. Let me correct that. Stans being stans. Because I got Twitter, and, oh, man, I dislike Taylor Swift fans to, like, a ridiculous amount of, like, hate, bro. And I'm not saying anyone here that if you was in the Taylor Swift that I hate you. Just some of these people just give up their whole, any type of personality they have to, I cut out of there for a second, but like, yeah, they give up their whole personality. Dead. Yeah, no, someone else called me on Discord, but like, what is it? They just give up their entire personality just to be like a slave to these artists. At least, you know, to like defend them with their honor, like they are knight or something. And these artists don't even know they exist. It's okay. Like that's a whole argument in its own. But like, yeah. But honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like when I was a kid, I heard all the Taylor Swift songs. Like not a single one of them didn't go hard. All of them amazing.
Yeah, she's like the pinnacle of pop, and yeah, basically the pinnacle of pop. Like you couldn't go on the radio without Taylor Swift back in the day, about like a few years ago.
Cause you made it famous. I mean, huh? What?
Baby, now we got bad blood. Yeah, I do think I'm excited for J. Cole's album, but I do think that it needs like a little bit more hype around it because it doesn't feel as big as it really is, to be honest. Yeah.
I'm honestly seeing a good amount of hype, like despite like you know people who already know he's going to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm like because I was expecting to see a lot more slander, but honestly, I mean,
I see it.
Mm-hmm.
People are ridiculous acting like they wasn't. What is it? I guess besides like I guess what Dreams, what else did they have on the radio? Or did they really? Did they even play?
Almost all of like KOD.
That? Yeah, yeah.
KOD. They had a like
motivate went KOD. Crazy. They was playing out every. Yeah.
What you call it? Kevin's Heart.
Kevin's Heart. I heard. I heard. What was it? Oh, damn, I forgot the name.
ATM was a banger.
Yeah, ATM, they had ATM on
there. That had to be, I'm not gonna say it was deep, but it was like, for a song just to be like that hype and just, you know, get up, dance, have fun. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like it meant a lot more because, like, you know, you have songs just, you know, just to get people to start moving, party, whatever. But like, I don't know, that it said so much while just, you know, being, how do I say this? It gives a whole outlook on life without it having to be like, okay, sit down, listen to what I'm saying. You can just be like, yeah, just, you know, just hear me. But like, you know what I'm saying, like, if that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Because a lot of people be like, you know, stuff that were like lyrical stuff where you gotta explain it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's boring. But like, nah. Like, KOD was just like, I feel like it was a good mix of
it was
of catchiness, meanwhile it like being, you know, having some kind of depth. That's what like really made me like appreciate J. Cole, because like I never listened to him like that. Like, I've always heard his songs, and I've like peeped a song or two. And I'm just like, yeah, I know about this song. It's good or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, that song, that's J. Cole. Okay, but like, yeah, that's what like when I actually was really, really like, you know, respect him as an artist and all that. Mm-hmm. And I just want, because like, I already know he's gonna do it again. I just don't know how he's gonna do it again. That's why I'm excited.
Yeah,
it's just the anticipation.
Yeah, that's a big thing, because like, I know like when he finally drops the album, people are gonna compare it too much to KOD.
The and his old previous, stuff.
Yeah, his yeah. Previous albums, yeah. Like, but it's like, I'm just like, it's a, yeah. Like it's a new album. It's like if you want the stuff to sound the same, like he like the
go listen to the old stuff. I've seen so many other people say that. Oh, you want this era, so and so. Go listen to it.
Exactly. Like he's like if like, I don't know. I like in my opinion, I think. Like, of course, like, people, they find, like, their own style and stuff like that. But, like, with albums and big projects, like, you gotta like, experiment with, like, different sounds, different things, different, just different stuff. So, it's not the same. Because, like, if it's the same, it's just, like, no progress.
Yeah. That's a fact. I mean, yeah, that was the biggest thing about KOD, right? Yeah. He said he was just taking the new era of hip-hop and still bringing his own style. To the table.
That's exactly
a nice fusion.
With that's exactly what I would. I feel like ATM was.
Yeah.
I didn't really look into Motivate like
Middle
that.
Child.
Middle Child.
Middle
yeah.
Child was on there. You know.
Middle Child definitely. So.
But yeah, but you know, these deep songs are still able to be. Radio
sure hits. Oh, weird. Cause, yeah, I listen to Middle Child, like Middle Child and Kevin's Heart, like they are on. Like when I'm like skateboarding back home or like, riding my bike back home, I play those songs like religiously.
Yeah, the hook of Middle Child was it relates enough to the point where you could just say having like, you know, you could just say you're having fun with it, whatever. But it's just like. Still means something to the rest of the song, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, he count me out, counting my bullets, loading my clips, writing the names, and making the list.
Not even, well, yeah, the hook, I meant to say was the chorus, but yeah, even the hook too. Yeah. Because that's the part because the chorus is the stuff that everyone's really going to remember. Like, the hook's for like the fans, you know?
Yeah.
But like, still, even if the hook was still like catchy.
Ain't that the chorus?
No, I don't think that's the chorus. I think
cause no, like, I just poured something in my cup. That yeah.
I think that's the chorus.
Yeah, that's a chorus. The thing.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
Yeah. Cause people do be pouring up, and like it was a little bit more than that in his case, because you know you don't just pour up like that.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm not gonna say, you know, I'm not gonna act like J. Cole is like underground or, you know, he doesn't.
He's
have
not, but it's just.
It's just like most of his music is radio music.
That's true.
But yeah, you're not playing like the stuff that's on the radio though.
I feel like ever since he created Dreamville though, I feel like ever since he like created like established that, like most of his music has gone more mainstream than like before.
Yeah,
I can see that,
definitely.
definitely. Especially with like the songs that he's featured on with
Yeah.
his other Dreamville
Because
members and
all I
stuff.
see on the Dreamville stuff is just J. Cole, J. Cole, J. Cole. I mean, like, I don't
Yeah.
blame him, but like, yeah, they know he's here. They know he's here.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, at least I mean the only thing I don't want to happen, well I honestly I don't think it can happen, is it to be like a like an, another Drake, because I think haven't they've been in like the game like pretty much the same amount of time, I'm guessing.
yeah.
And like
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, and I'm gonna bring up a different artist. I don't see what is it? I don't know if like people who listen to this podcast listen to like the Trippie Redd, but like honestly, I'm gonna need the slander to stop on his name because this man, like, he delivers.
What's the slander
Oh,
even
that's all I'm
about,
saying.
though?
Because some people just like this. Some people will just call people trash just because, you know, it's like they swear that the music is bad, but just like they can't give you like a solid reason why or whatever, saying, oh yeah, he sounds like he has this or other sound, he's copying this sound, or he's just made bad this and that. I'm like, no, bro.
No,
Like,
I don't think Trippie really copies. And I really
I feel like
copies somebody's sound.
he gained inspiration off of
Definitely gained inspiration, but I
Main
don't.
thing I can hear, I'm surprised him and Uzi don't have a song yet. Because I swear, like his early on, like I feel like he took a good amount of inspiration from that from him. But
Yeah,
like
early him was definitely Uzi, but
he's really
now,
his own artist at this point. Like,
yeah, he's very melodic and
and he's versatile too. Like he can rap, but he can rap. He can sing. He may even made his drop his own rock album in 20. It was 2020. Yeah,
Yeah.
SeaWorld. Collab
Listen,
with
that,
Travis Barker. That was
I'm not gonna lie. The Rock album was cool. Was my favorite.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. I like two, three songs off that I feel like I would replay. Like it wasn't bad necessarily, but like,
It
you
wasn't
know.
bad.
I'm just saying for doing this for like just doing his first project, like, yeah. Nah, that was solid.
But
But
yeah,
yeah, that's gotta stop.
but Trippie's, he's been doing great. A Love Letter to You,
All of them.
all of them,
All of them
really,
are amazing.
all three,
There's
four,
only
all four.
one album people consider to be quote unquote bad, and even then it's just like even the like the stuff that are bad is just that like like the majority didn't like, you know, do well, but like still it's just man. Yeah, that slander's gotta stop. That's all I'm saying.
Stop the slander.
Who else?
Waiting for Ski Mask
Do
to
y'all
drop.
listen to Baby King?
I do not.
I
Baby
don't,
and I.
is not good. I just okay. So y'all know about Kendrick's like pop-up company.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Connect.
has like some brand or something. I don't know what it is, but
It's
bro does no promo.
jeez, I'm trying to think. It is. Yeah, PG Lang. Jeez. PG Lang. Great. Remember the first day it dropped, they had merch hoodies. Sold out like faster than PS5s, right? First day, it was just gone. Everything was gone. Cool. I'm like, there's a cryptic message. Cryptic message on the when you first opened up the site. Cool. I'm like, yo, what is this? What's it gonna be? Is he leaving Top Dog? Is you know, stuff like that. All his projects gonna be there? Little did I know. It was going to be an Instagram account sitting and promoting Baby Keem. That's really what it's done. The only other significant thing that I've seen it PG Lang do is they had a collab with Calvin Klein. And even then, I didn't even understand what the collab was. I didn't get it. But Baby Keem, he had. I don't know what. When you are trying to pitch an artist to somebody, usually give an idea of their style and what they're going to bring to the table.
I guess I
I
was like,
cannot pinpoint what Baby Keem's style is. I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know
because
what.
I mean, I heard R and Soda, and it was cool, but I was like, I mean, I didn't. I mean, and it's not like they have to have a style for me to appreciate it, but like, I just didn't really, I ain't really necessarily like get it, you know.
You Kendrick cousin, do better. And you know, I can't
Yeah,
put that
nah.
on you. But like, if you're gonna be an industry plant, and you are, if you're gonna be an industry plant, at least be a good one.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Cause like, cause
Be
the
Kid Laroi. He's killing the game right
that's
now.
true. That is true.
Be like him, please.
Cause like it's cool like if you got like help from family like to get big and stuff like that. But like, you can't if you're not good, you can't expect to stay relevant in the state and just like and actually make it. Even like you got the connection, sure. But what are you gonna do with that? That's another question.
The fact you got the biggest cosign, the biggest, and nothing.
Well, I wouldn't
I
say
just.
nothing because, like, I mean, I don't know what he's been doing since like On Soda really dropped because I didn't get to keep up with him like that. He did just drop a song with Travis that's apparently doing well.
Oh yeah,
Funny as
I just
that.
saw the post for that.
Yeah, I did too. Like, I'm not gonna say he's irrelevant, but like, he's not blowing up.
Yeah, I feel
As
you.
far as what I can see, he has his fans. I'm not gonna say he doesn't, but come
Not
on,
like,
the
not not
artist, the
like
other artist that got the
he was
cosign around the
going like
same
an
time was
opposite
killing.
of hearing going on opposite of blowing up. If you're gonna talk about falling off, let's talk about Mr. Crip himself, Blueface Baby. Yeah, I
You know, I don't think Blueface is falling off. He's just not making
he's
music.
that well that's this that's the beginning. Like he's doing things that's getting him talked about, but it's not about his music. It's just not like
I mean, for
ever
him, it was
since
never about the music, so I'm not mad
that's
at
true,
it.
that's true.
Well,
He lost
he never was it
controversy.
about.
He lost controversy, therefore he lost relevance.
Well, I mean, what would you wait?
Well, no. I didn't
Because
mean
like,
that. I
no, because I'm
didn't mean
like,
that. I was just saying like,
he was doing his stuff, but
he said he was only making the like. At first, it was just a joke. One, two. When it did start blowing up, he was doing it for the money. He wasn't really like doing
Understandable.
it because music is his passion or anything like that. He said it. He's doing it for the money, and that's cool.
Understandable. I mean,
But yeah, I
okay,
mean, he
well,
had his time, definitely.
I'm just confused on what he's doing now. I mean, like, just
Making parents
making
and
cash and all
songwriting.
that, but like his whole little Blue Girls Club thing is just, I'm not gonna say it's weird. I mean,
It
it's like one of those reality TV shows nowadays, but it's just a like a really off-brand version, like a Real Housewives of Crip. Like it just
like
the
it
Real
Real
Housewives
Rise of
ending.
a Crip.
It reminds me of you know when NLE Choppa and Blueface they're like running like it was like a little skit before one like before a music video before the music video.
Oh, that was funny. Nah,
That was hilarious.
you said, excuse my big-headed cousin, Larry. So I was like, that was funny.
You broke that you need $5 back?
That was big. But yeah, I don't know. I just like, I don't know. I mean, he can do what he wants with his career and all that. Sweet. Are we just gonna be talking about artists this whole time? Because like, I mean, I
onto
don't.
other pressing
I mean,
events.
I don't mind. I'm just asking, cause like, you know.
Nah, we actually do like it's a lot of stuff that's happened within the past couple of weeks. A little bit too
Yeah. Okay.
much, a little bit too much breaking news. But if you do want to go to artists, if you want to go to artists, you can talk about Drake. You know, make sure you hit him with the prenup, which Bill Gates did not do.
Yeah.
Which Bill Gates and his wife
Which
did.
Bill Gates did not do.
Yeah, which well his now I guess their soon to be ex-wife. They did not sign a prenuptial agreement. Therefore, half of Bill Gates' assets are gone
Great.
from him. 50%.
Which is, I know he's sticking because before the divorce announcement, he did transfer a bunch of stock
Yeah,
to
like
Will Smith.
yeah
And
some
now
account
just got
somewhere
50%
yeah
of what he had left, which is,
yeah because like
Bill Gates
because people are saying
sticking.
they're like, oh yeah, but like his
I'm.
wife is like a co-founder of Windows, the company, and stuff like that. I was like, okay, but cool, but like you gotta understand that Bill Gates, he has many more assets than Windows. Like
Yeah,
if you think of a man that's like one of the richest people on the entire
his
earth.
only source of income is Windows.
Word.
He owns multiple companies,
Yeah.
like probably stuff we use every day that we wouldn't even know it at first. But like,
Word.
yeah, she's eating off of all that, and that's not a problem. It's just that in your situation, if like that deep into the marriage too, if things didn't work out, I don't think anyone would be so keen to just showing that amount of money when you like. Considered one of the most richest people in the
Jesus
world.
Christ.
Like, that's a lot of money
Cause
to just go into some.
he could pull a Jeff Bezos and just like, cause Jeff Bezos also got a divorce when he had billions, and his ex-wife became a billionaire, and like right after that he became the richest man alive. Well, the second richest man alive now, cause Elon Musk. And I was like, well, how did he do that? Cause like he lost half, and how did he regain more than 100% back? That's like, it boggles my mind, but I guess
Well,
once you,
listen, if you got to that position in the first place,
yeah,
you
but I
could
say, like,
easily do it again. It's, I
yeah,
don't know.
like
You
once you
know
get
things
money
that other
rolling,
people don't.
it's the snowball effect. Like once you get money rolling, it's just gonna keep piling up. It's not gonna stop
Yeah.
unless a brick wall hits
Unless
it.
you stop. Well, even if you quote unquote stop, it's like depending on what you did, is like it might not even stop
Oh yeah,
passive
it's not gonna
income,
stop because technically Jeff Bezos did stop when he switched he stepped down off of the CEO position.
Of Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just, I don't know. I don't think that people like him don't have to work. He could do nothing for a month
Literally, he
and
could,
just
bro.
buy a house.
He
Not
could
a house,
buy
but let me
a
rephrase that, a
mansion.
mansion.
He could buy the biggest mansion in the world. Not and just sit there for the rest of, if he lived for like 100 years with the money, the amount, with a fraction, with like a tenth of the money that he has, he could just like sit there and just live. Not even a tenth, literally like a probably like a thousandth. He takes a
Or keep
thousand
going.
if he takes a thousandth of his money, he could literally just like live comfortably, like very comfortably.
Like who can go on like a little tour of the U.S. or
He could
like
just buy
buy
Hawaii, bro.
any city
Literally, he
he's in,
could.
and any
How
city
much is
he's in,
Hawaii
he could
right
just
now?
buy the city off them, and just like by the time like all 52 states, go to any of them, just buy one city like they're not even one, probably the most. Well, okay, I won't even say it to that extent because, like, I don't know how it works to that extent because I'm not going to say, like, any man's just going to stroll up and buy New York and just not have their pockets hurting just a little bit. Nah, city has way too many people, way too many things going on. But, like, he,
Hawaii
I don't
Island
doubt
goes for 600 million. That's light. That's nothing.
it.
600 mil.
That would not.
That's
I
pocket change.
well, I don't think it's that much because it says that the businesses in Hawaii, they bring in, because I guess they get like the whole pineapple business and all the other stuff. It says it brings in significant, set
Now, I feel bad for
997
his,
billion economy.
I feel
Wait, hold
bad for
on.
the
Actually, hold
islands
up.
though, because
Well,
like,
not like the main island, is to buy an island, like one of,
oh, by
like
one
if
of
you
the
were to
islands?
buy,
Just one of them?
yeah, just
Oh.
buy one of the
Yeah,
islands.
that's
Oh, one of
damn, that's
six
like
hundred mil.
a dollar for
That's
him.
nothing. There you go,
Jesus.
600 mil. All right, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Sure.
I feel bad for like those islands and stuff that are like surrounding, the big countries like ours, because all people gonna do is just come and try to gentrify and all that, and it's like it loses culture and all that, and that sucks.
That
But
does suck. Because like
business.
I remember the government was planning to build like a telescope on like one of the islands, because like
Right.
of course like it has very clear skies because it's not a bunch of pollution. because the population is small, and it's like, I guess the island can't really support a metropolis. So, and then
It was never supposed to.
I mean, none of this land was supposed to support a metropolis, to be honest.
Yeah. Earth wasn't.
No land was supposed to support a metropolis.
Yeah.
It's when we started making stuff that just isn't, that can't, you know, to the point where it's just like, it can't just come back into the earth naturally. How did it, no, like, let me, like, let's think about this, though. How did we make a substance that can't break down for thousands of years that was on, with only the tools that were on that planet?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I see the videos, it doesn't
make sense to me.
Like, earth is a floating rock. How did we get to Bluetooth? What the heck?
The only thing that will make sense is just that, like, I guess, you know, from whatever happened when the universe was created, just like, even though, like, the planet was made, it could have gotten way more complicated. It just didn't. But, you know, we came along and changed that. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but it's just like,
it's crazy.
Like, this, from the time Earth started to now, that where nothing new came in. And we made something. We were just like killing the planet. It shouldn't make sense. Like, this on paper, it shouldn't. But, you know, humans, you know, we surprise ourselves every day.
Shit. No cap. Like plastic is made of. All right, plastic is non biodegradable.
That's true. But it's.
But it's made of. Natural things. So, and all of those things.
How do we use natural things to make things that aren't natural? How? It doesn't make sense.
It says plastics are made out of natural materials such as cellulose, coal, natural gas, salt, and crude oil. Polymerization process. Plastics are derived from.
It's really. I say this that science shit that did it, because it's like. You know, I guess it's like, even all things that we do that are natural can just, I don't know, it gets crazy to the point where I guess it's still technically natural, but it's to the point where, like, it fucks with our planet so much that we would consider it unnatural. Yeah. Like, it's real crazy.
Yeah, it's mad crazy. But
how can you give people rocks, grass, some air, and water, and you just, like, hey, look at this nuke that I made. Like, Well, how'd you do that, little buddy?
I found a glowing rock in that cave.
Yeah, the only way for plastic to degrade is photodegradation, which is just sitting in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, all a very long process since it's not by bacteria and stuff. And yeah, yo, humans are just finding a way to mess up.
Bro, we just build different, bro. We a different breed.
Why couldn't we just stop at, like, tree houses?
All I'm saying is,
why couldn't we just have advanced tree houses?
The Industrial Revolution was a mistake. That's all I gotta say.
Industrial Revolution. Yeah, honestly.
It was the best and worst thing to happen to this world.
Yeah.
To America. Well, to the world. The world.
Yeah, the world. The world.
The world?
Like, it.
And just regular ships. Wooden ships. I like wooden ships. Do y'all like wooden ships? That's cool. I want to be a pirate.
All I'm saying is people say, yeah, we can't live without this or that, and it's just like, that is true now, but it's just like, if we never made it in the first place, we wouldn't really be concerned about it.
We screwed ourselves over.
And it's like, yeah. I mean, it's like, shit happened how it happened. We can't do shit about it now. I'm not saying that it's like, you know, actually, I am saying that it would be better off, but it's just like, I understand how that's just like, you know, it's just not really possible at this point. It is possible if we all came together collectively and, you know, we're together. But the thing is, we're human. So, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So dumb. Like, why can't I be like a tiger or something? Just live like a normal, just structured life, you know?
I've been living amongst tigers and shit. I could have seen a saber tooth or some shit.
Why are we paying taxes to live?
Yeah, what is wrong?
Because what is that, bro? What is that?
That's an American thing.
We're giving money to people to help them make money just to give it back to the government. It doesn't go anywhere.
What is money? Like, what? Why does it have worth? Because you're giving it worth.
You know what? In other countries, like they send, like to do like taxes and stuff, like federal taxes, the government sends them a bill, so they know exactly what they have to pay. But America's like, nah, you can guess.
IRS is like, yeah. So how much money do you owe us? It's like, yeah, I'm like 26,000. They're gonna be like, nah, wrong.
Where $26? $26,000.
It's like, yeah, you forgot a dollar. Can't have that.
I was like,
did they just send you to federal prison for 20 years? Like, what is that?
It'd be like,
I don't get the IRS. They know how much you owe them. You can't fuck them over. You can't screw them over. You can't put a fast one on them because they know. They ask you how much you owe them.
They won't tell you.
Is it $100 or $100,000?
They're like, how much did you pay us? You know, you get it wrong, they send you to jail. Why?
Yeah,
you gotta pay it regardless.
It's because they don't make sense. The companies like TurboTax and stuff like that. If we were to change our tax system, those, like, a lot of those companies, they would go out of business when apparently they make a big part of the economy. So, again, a round of applause for another example of America caring about the economy more than the people.
But let's think about this. Let's say that we got rid of that system, like, you know, the government just asks for what you owe them, and then there need to be these services to help, you know, people, you know, do their taxes. What would change?
Nothing.
Like, okay, you owe us this, you don't pay it, you go to jail, fine, whatever, cool. But what's with the extra shit? Give wasting people's time doing taxes, going on these websites, staying there for hours, like, just to put all your information there to, you know, maybe get it right and maybe avoid
maybe get it right.
Just maybe
it's a possibility. But yeah.
It's not like, okay, nah, you're wrong. You owe us this amount. Okay, we need it. Oh, nah, you're wrong. Jail.
But what? If I get rich, bro, I'm about to buy some land in Alaska.
Mm.
Build like a nice lodge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Chill. Just chill for some months. Come back, make some more money. Go chill again.
I'm thinking like New Zealand.
Yeah, I'm trying to live in the hills of Italy. Scotland. You know,
Scotland would be dope.
Scotland is beautiful.
Scotland would be pretty
Scotland
dope.
Scotland is great.
Yo, but just make sure you don't make no mistakes on your tax forms.
But, they will fuck you over.
But you know who did make a mistake recently? Quite a drastic mistake.
Eat that puss for five.
Yeah.
We make out a mistake. Multiple times. You know what EDP did? He said, if the number's off the clock.
I'm kind of mad now, bro. I'm kind of mad now.
Why you mad, homie?
Bro, because, alright.
All right, who child?
You know, the Casey Undercover Girl.
The who cover girl?
Yeah, all right. So, there's a show. There was a show on Disney Channel starring Zendaya and a couple other actors. One of them is named Trinity Stokes. She's a 15-year-old girl, and she is now, she's going to become the youngest person to attend Emerson College, which is the college that I'm going to in August.
Oh, her. Okay.
Yeah. Judy.
Wow, she's going to, okay, Emerson.
I said, like, she got articles written about her. She met the president. Bro, I got into the college too. Where's my, you know, where's my congrats? Where's my
Well, you're not 15. You're 3 years older than her.
Amen. I had to deal with it. All my life, I had to fight.
All my life, I... So, how, you know, I always wondered how that works, you know? How do you just go to, did she go to high school?
She, all right, so basically the school system, you don't have to be a certain age to go to the grades, of course, because people graduate early. All you need is to understand that you need a certain amount of credits to graduate. Once you get those credits, you can literally work your butt off for like 1 or 2 years, graduate high school in 2 years, and go into college at a young age. And then like especially if you do, you can choose online school really, like you can choose homeschooling and graduate. You can finish all the classes, graduate early, see like work that out with the principal and the school district and stuff like that, and like you're set.
But you have to skip some grades though. Like, oh no, yeah. You have to skip them or do them extremely fast.
No, yeah, either skip them or do them really fast.
And you know that, I don't think it means anything. You know, going to college at 15.
I would rather go to college at 25 than 15.
Realistically, all it means is that you know the curriculum really well.
And realistically. Yeah, and all it means is that you're gonna be forced to work. Like you're gonna be forced, because like of course your career is supposed to be like what you want to do in life, but. Like, as imagine going to college at, like, graduating college at 18 years old instead of going to college at 18 years old. Like you're going into your career at 18 years old. Like, you might be able to retire early if that's what you want to do. But, like, at 18, you're going to have, all your friends are going to be, like, 30 plus years old. 25.
You talking about the kid who was like 16? Was he like 16? About to like complete, or 13? I forgot. Sorry, my AirPod died, so I had to.
It's all good. I'm gonna try.
Yeah, bro. Like, wasn't there like some kid who was like completing high school and college at the same time or some shit like that?
Nah.
Oh, that is another kid. I know about him, but remember that one? It was the robot girl from Casey Undercover.
Right.
Her. Right.
Oh yeah, she's in like college, right?
Yeah, she's.
Well, yeah, she's 15
right now. Going to college with Brooke.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's fun. Hey, get her on the YouTube channel. Get her on the podcast. Yeah. Okay.
Trinity Stokes. But, if you're listening to this, we would love to have you as a guest on this podcast.
I just don't
take that like, back. Getting into college at 15 means everything.
That's great for you, like in almost every part of your life, except like, you know, I guess socially, because it's just like,
yeah,
it just puts you in that position where it's like, all right, a certain person this age should be here, like, you know, like a 15-year-old in college is just like, you either running into either no one's gonna take you seriously.
You can't do anything if you're 15 going to college.
No one's gonna take you seriously. No one's gonna want to fuck with you because you know you're too young, or people are gonna try to fuck with you completely wrong reason. But like,
they got some EDPs at that school.
That is true.
Oh my god, like, Emerson.
It's just like. See, what I would do is just like if my child was able to like handle college level type of stuff, I want to send him to college early.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe on the side, I'll just keep him like prep with like work like that, but still like this you know, this hand. Do you see this easy ass shit you got right here in front of you? Just do it. Like
or do the online classes.
You said
don't
what?
Go to school. Do online. Don't go. To
yeah.
School.
Like, I mean, it's possible, but like that whole age gap is just going to get in the way of a lot of things. It's going to bring about, like, you know, some problems that you don't need, really.
That's the fact that she's an actor. That's yep. Cool.
And you're an actor, bro. Now, and people know you. It's like, famous people don't live ideal lives. They just have money, and they're just seen.
Yeah.
They're shown looking their best, but are they? No.
Yeah, that's one thing. It's a charming lifestyle to be like known on like social media or in movies or like any type of influencing standpoint or situation that you're in. It's charming. Like you're like, oh yeah, I would like to do that. Like make money doing what I love to do. But at the same time, like you lose a lot of your privacy. Like everything that you use to keep secret, it it gets leaked out to the world, which is what we're going to talk about, going back to Mr. EDP445. His
let's make this like a little bit of like, I agree with you what you're saying, but like, I'm gonna say this a little bit differently, because EDP, I don't remember what he kept secret about his whole career. Hold on 1 second. Just 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, I agree with what he was saying. You know.
Okay. I'm right back. Anyway.
Wow.
As I was saying, what is it? Bro just treated YouTube like his damn personal diary. I don't know what he didn't say. He talked about from his, like, you know, his mom passing to him just, you know,
looking for a cupcake in the alleyway.
Or overflowing the Chipotle bathroom. But he got caught. And the fact that he's trying to... Well, first let's address what happened.
Yeah.
He got caught. It was a setup. Although this is not the first time that he's been
accused,
caught or accused.
Wait, could y'all hear me from that?
We lost you for like 30 seconds.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Apple. I'm gonna get some new headphones for my birthday. That's what I'm.
As you should.
AirPods are so ass, and like, I know the AirPod like Pros or whatever are gonna be better, but it's just not worth the money. Anyway, okay, yeah. So I don't know if I'm gonna sound redundant or whatever, but all I'm gonna say is that, like, you know, like, EDP just treated like YouTube like his own.
It's personal.
His damn personal. Yeah, y'all got that?
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Just talked about like his mom dying, you know,
mom passing. Yeah.
Him, you know, just like, you know, why his left leg went numb. So yeah, just, I don't know. And I don't know if y'all got that, but I said he was like a different breed, but like not in the good sense at all, because of, you know, all that.
So yeah, that he is a different breed.
Yeah, he took a
grown man.
He took a left turn on the path of evolution, while everyone else took a right turn.
And he did a loop de loop.
All that for a measly cupcake.
And the shoes are looking cool.
Yeah.
All that for one of those.
All that for a cupcake. Yeah, so to adjust what he did, he got accused, and this time fully caught, of trying to talk to a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Get into situations with a minor that no more man should.
Sexting and
and he was playing grooming? He was playing into it. Was it even grooming at that point? It's like, that was just like straight pedophilia, because like grooming is like, and it's like, you, isn't it like you're not you're waiting enough. But he was just ready for it.
About to dive in.
Send a picture of his
toilet.
His caca.
Not the caca.
Nah, yo, it was he sent an entire picture of his caca, man. It was messy.
Oh god. Damn, like the Chipotle story. Oh,
it's just a whole turn.
Yeah. A log.
He sent that. Who wanted to see that?
Bro, no, bro. He sent
apparently
it.
The whole thing was to get to catch him, right? Dude, so they were just like, they were asking it.
They didn't ask him for it. They didn't ask him
for
it.
No, they didn't. They didn't ask him for that. Okay, that's
it. He's like,
no, they didn't ask him for anything.
They said, oh, what are you doing? Takes a picture. I just took a huge poop. I was like, what?
What?
I mean, that's based on like his content. That's not even beneath him. That's just, you know, if you would, I feel bad that you have to see that. I've seen some leaked DMs, and I wish my eyes were had a reset button, but you know,
had the whole chat logs on YouTube, and it was disgusting.
Quite.
It was bad, man.
I only seen like one of them. like two pages worth, like two phone screens worth, but like, that's
and they caught him in person trying to meet up with the 13-year-old that he thought he was talking to. Luckily, this wasn't an actual 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. However,
it was another pedophile.
He admitted to other incidences where he was talking to underage people. At first,
I mean, and the thing is, it's like
he didn't know this for the first time. Then he said it was twice. Then it was like, nah, it's at least six.
Damn.
So yeah, it's pretty. And he was just named.
The wild thing is, technically got caught before, but like, you know, he just didn't.
Yeah.
He just denied it, and it was just believable enough to that at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It was still like it's like still regardless, I feel like. Even the first time it was weird, even though he was quote unquote joking. And honestly, it's like my ignorant ass at the time almost believed him because I just knew he was just going to say, wow, sure, whenever. So I'm just like, yeah, I mean, it's weird as hell, but like I can get, nah. That man was just.
Bro, when they asked him to name the names of the girls he talked to, bro, son, he was in there was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia. No. John, Inez, and Alicia. I was like, but he was just saying the names casually, like this was like something cool.
Oh no, because honestly, that's what he thought too.
That he had a stolen bra collection, so I'm not surprised about that.
Because that's what he was thinking. Because I think he knows what he did was wrong, but at the same time, he couldn't help
no, he
feel
did.
That way.
Cause
like
he was mentally unwell, which is no excuse for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knew what he was doing. The reason why he knew what he was doing was wrong is because when he got caught, it's just like he broke down and all that because he knew that there were consequences
even
behind his actions.
Yeah, even throughout the text, he was like, oh, I don't want to mess with you because I don't want my life to be over. Then like
that was his one return, yeah, which was sad.
It was like two messages later. It was like, so what are you doing? Like, come on, man. And because like,
yeah, and then the crazy thing is about all this. Oh, this is it, it layers of this bullshit. Like,
no, like before you say that one. Before you say that one.
Oh, there's more than one. But like, if you want to cover that.
Before them, EDP is still going. He's still making videos.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was
about his website that's about to be made.
Oh, that was the thing I was going to mention after that. Because that was kind of.
Oh, you talking about that? I thought you were going to talk about the
other thing. No. I was going to talk about that. I thought you were going to talk about. Well, actually, okay, we're not on the same page. We have the same idea.
Just rewind. Go back.
Yeah.
I know.
Before his quote unquote redemption arc, we'll call it that. Oh,
that he's trying to be.
Yeah. Don't see that.
Quote unquote.
People are still defending him, but I don't know how.
Really? Really?
Every point he admitted it. What?
People on the internet are dumb. They talk because they can't. They don't think. I've seen it. But yeah. So. What was the man's name? Because
it was Chet.
The YouTube channel was called like
his name is Alex, I think.
No, his name is Alex. He went by
It's Chet some.
Chet some. It was like they had a whole channel like Predator Hunters or something. Mm-hmm. Like I forgot what the exact. Yeah, Chet. He went by Chet Goldstein.
Yeah, Chet Goldstein.
Chet Goldstein. Right.
And he was the one who exposed him. Right, but it's funny how the world works, and you know, I like to call this a living definition of irony. When like this, the day after he got exposed for like also being a pedo too, being a racist at that,
mm-hmm.
it was multiple clips of him coming up with him and his friend saying some bullshit, and we're this, and we're that, and joking about having little girls in his basement and mm-hmm. shit. I'm like, what the fuck.
What the hell is that?
Big racist.
I'm like, you out here trying to do God's work when you the devil himself. What? Yeah, how does that make sense?
Get to the chopper because there's mad predators around here. There's mad predators around here.
Weird. And I want to know one,
cause
chat. Oh God! And the funny,
chat, what do you know?
The funniest thing was, this isn't as important, but this is the funniest thing about how many fat jokes he had in the arsenal, and him himself was a unit himself. Cameraman over there was out there looking like the fucking sun. Like, no offense, but
this is your 600 pound, not ours.
Oh, like it was a heavy set of men that day. Like pause, but like shit. I don't know. It's something with these weirdos, man.
Too much, bro. Chet just, bro. He was so ready to slander EDP, and like it was cool and all, but it was so forced.
Yeah,
I almost felt like he did that just to, I'm not even gonna say that. I was gonna say that I feel like he did that just to probably take any heat he would potentially get off of him, but hearing him in the videos, I don't think he give a damn.
You're a 600 pound life, not ours.
Jeez, man. I'm saying I know you at least 300, and your man's over there definitely pushing 400, maybe even 5. So I'm like,
he pushing 5 on me.
We got like a net total 1K going on right here. Like, I don't know. Like, feel like the gravity just getting pulled toward me or some shit. Like, I don't know.
Like that entire situation.
No,
it was a heavy situation.
You know why they didn't fist bump EDP, man? It's because if they touch, it would create a black hole.
Shockwaves. He said a black hole.
Yeah, too much mass.
It was quite the heavy situation. Oh, yo. You know.
Oh,
no. Nah, but shout out my big quite people. Y'all give me best hugs. I mean, huh? But yeah.
I mean, yeah. But please don't be out here doing that.
Don't do that. Get help. Realize you're wrong, get help.
I think the thing is what people like EDP is like he knows what he's doing is wrong, but at the same time he can't like help what he feels because during the when the interaction, the intervention, he was like oh yeah, you know what I mean, right? Like, I just like sometimes I like this, sometimes like that, and you're like, no, I don't know what you mean, because like he's honestly attracted to younger people for whatever reason.
Yeah,
and in his mind, that's right, but he knows, like, but the law is wrong, so I can't really be doing this.
Yeah, and then, you know, that was the end of him, or
I don't know. It's not,
so we thought. It's not over.
But yeah, I don't know why.
I just closed this chapter.
It's like, I swear, it's like a manga or some shit. I don't know. Thought the villain was his case, but no, he's back, you know. Better than ever. I don't know. But
Predator Hunters, what were y'all doing, bro? Y'all supposed to call the cops before the interview.
Like there was what did they ever call the cops at all?
Yeah, they did at the very end, and he left. What? EDP left.
Bro, why are they?
He got in his car somehow. And somehow. Bro. He did
somehow. Damn. But yeah, so yeah, Mans is on Facebook now because you know his YouTube channel got terminated. Obviously, he's on Facebook saying he's back, gonna make videos, start a website for some reason. And this was his quote unquote response to the whole situation. And I watched it, and let's make a long story short, it was just him coming at Chet. And them for exposing him, insulting them, roasting them, whatever, saying that like people just want to see him fail, you know, saying that like the people on Predator Hunters like just have to find a way to force content. He just was saying a lot of shit that had nothing to do with what he did, and he didn't address it at all. Like it was just 100% deflection, and I was just like, wow, because it had nothing to do with whatever the fuck he did, and not whatever the fuck he did, the damn pedophilic, all that bullshit. It's like that just never happened. It honestly, the way he was talking,
it sounded like he was just like clapping back at like some people who just put on him and started roasting him.
Some YouTube drama.
It didn't make sense. Like, well, it made sense. It's just that like he, I genuinely just think there's something mentally wrong with him.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like he just needs to be deplatformed. No, he needs to be deplatformed in general. But you know, I don't know how that Trump should really work.
That's dude. I was just thinking that. If you can ban Trump from every platform, why can't you do the same for people
right.
who have been like they ban him off? Literally,
they ban him off of Spotify.
Who should stay away from social media?
I don't understand this.
Like all in all,
like Trump can't even listen to music now. But like, but
right,
what is it?
Can't shop online either.
Can't use Shopify. None of that.
No groceries.
But I think the reason why that unfortunately he still has some support is just that his platform, he was treated everything as a joke, and he understood that was his whole content, and mm-hmm. people just see him as a joke. They don't really take him seriously. But the only time they take him seriously is be like, oh yeah, he's just playing, he's just doing this for this and that attention, this that. You know, he's not being for real. So
yeah, that's
yeah, I'm gonna believe him.
Like with like situations like these, if the only evidence is through text messages and video that their videos are posted on YouTube, technically they can say if they were to go to court, they could technically say like, yeah, this is all a skit, this is all like an elaborate thing.
Honestly,
because like nothing that they recorded is really official. Like they could have just had deleted conversations like, hey EDP, you want to act like this guy right here? Because like of course that is his past
possibility, but like I'm not gonna say no EDP, but like from his content, I think he made it painfully clear that he really didn't lie about any of this. It wasn't anything. He said crazy stuff, mm-hmm. quote unquote crazy things, but it wasn't like anything that like you couldn't accomplish. It's just. He was just a nigga who did weird shit, and they just run on YouTube and talked about it.
Yeah.
And talked about how the Eagles were the worst franchise in the NFL history because, you know, they're just not doing well right now or some shit. But, like, it's just, oh, my God. This is why, it's like, this whole celebrity worship syndrome is just, it's so,
yeah.
It's just so weird, bro. Like,
it's an unfortunate
thing. They're only going to show you what they want you to see, and even the stuff that you can't, like, in this situation, even the stuff that you can't see, with stuff that's true, could just be written off as fake, like legally, for the sake of content or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's just weird shit, man.
Very weird. They
kind of ruined their chance to get him in jail, though.
Yeah, like yeah, because like he deserves to be in jail, like for all that other stuff. But like, that whole team, they didn't do their job correctly. Or they didn't successfully complete their mission. They're on a side quest right now trying to get out of legal trouble.
And yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. This is. What else happened in these 2 weeks?
Another case of racism One of the most quote unquote liberal states in the country, or more progressive states, Massachusetts. In a city that's quite close to Boston, Massachusetts. It's a little bit south from Boston, Massachusetts, but it's like I don't know, it's probably not that far away to be honest. It's probably like 20 minutes. Now that I think about it, maybe 30. She was beaten, killed, and hung from a tree at 16 years old by white teenagers or something, or it was a group of teenagers. I keep seeing the posts everywhere with the information, but it's like you know the thing was like you see it so many times, just like.
Makai Bryant was the girl that got shot.
Yeah, she was the one that got shot by the police officer.
Yeah,
Who got hung then?
It was let me find her.
Oh, Makai Bryant. Oh yeah, the shot was she called the police officer and then
yeah.
Then who got? Wait, I can find who, the who's the person who got hung then? This is the problem. It's all blending in.
Yeah, it's too many.
You see the point where we're getting confused on who got fucking murdered in America? Which little black girl got murdered today in America? Little black person, just in general, but in this instance, but like, still, it's ridiculous.
I can find a post about the situation in like 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
damn, that's crazy. How's like I, because yeah, Mekhi Brown, we talked about her in the last podcast, I think.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That it's blending into one big situation, and I mean, there's here it is. Is it Michaela Miller? Michaela Miller. Justice for Michaela. Was this a different one? Oh no. Yeah, this is Michaela Miller. Yeah, Michaela Miller was a 16-year-old queer black girl from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. Honor student, basketball player, plans to go to HBCU to study journalism. She was lynched and murdered. Her name is Michaela Miller. Yep.
Michaela Miller.
Yeah. And it's a primarily white town, and white teenagers killed her and tied her to a tree. She was found dead in the woods on April 18th. So what we know so far, she met with five teenagers after breaking up with her girlfriend between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. at an apartment complex. They were physically fighting her. All right, five of the teenagers were physically... Oh, two were physically fighting her and three were present at the scene. They are white and Latino. No charges have been pressed against them so far.
Not that it mattered, necessarily mattered, but it's like, you know, if there was like... girls or boys or anything.
Mm-hmm. They told her that she committed suicide. They also told her. Oh yeah, okay. The family. All right. According to Michaela's mother, on April 18th, her door was announced. Michaela's found dead. They told her that she committed suicide. They also told her not to publicize her death because.
Your kid dying, and they said it was suicide, and then be like, "Yeah, don't say shit about that."
Damn. So the police told her not to publicize her death because of Michaela's sexuality. They said, "Oh, kids will be kids, you know, killing other people's kids. You know, kids do that all the time. I mean, technically they do, but you know,
bro, like, yo, what is America like coming to? Like, this is
what I'm coming to. This is what it's always been."
It's every week. It's almost every day now. Exactly. It really is every day. Because not every person that gets killed comes on the news. That's like, true. These are just the ones that we know of. It's every week. Oh, my God, man.
Remember when you had to worry about shark attacks? Remember that time? I don't either. Like,
nah. Everyone was worrying about killer clowns. I worry even about then, killer clowns.
Now I gotta just worry about killers. Killer cops.
Yeah.
Bro, like, right now, I'm sitting up in my house. Like, I'm in danger. Like, on some real shit. Like, goddamn, John Taylor, sleeping in her apartment with a man. Sleeping.
Even worse than that.
You gonna wake up and see God just be like, but what happened though? Like,
and I don't want to say worse because what happened to Breonna Taylor was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 years ago, a year ago, a guy in his own house, police officer comes back from work. She goes to the wrong door.
Oh, I heard. I remember this.
Tries her key, doesn't work. She breaks the lock, runs in and shoots the guy in his own apartment.
Mm.
All because she went to the wrong door.
So your key doesn't work, and you think
to
so grant you the rock. So you think somebody while you're at work, you think somebody like, oh, somebody must have broken into my house, changed my lock, then put the lock perfectly back on so that I can get into the house so that they can just steal my apartment? What was she drunk? Was she high? Was she in under any type of intoxication other than bloodlust and adrenaline?
She had a bad day, so she decided she was gonna fuck whatever the fuck was. She gonna fuck something up. Didn't care. Oh, my door not working? Fuck that door.
I didn't get to go to the shooting range today. I guess it's time for me to practice. Like, come on now.
Ain't ADP say that he loves guns and shit, like the shooting range was like the only thing to help him calm down? I remember someone told me that. I don't know if that's true or not.
He ran away when he was leaving because they were like, yo, he might have a gun in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go. And to be honest, I could understand it, bro.
Yeah.
I could definitely understand it, bro, because
the guns.
Yeah, he made a bunch of videos about
it. I didn't let that nigga get away, bro. Could have like a wall around him.
I mean, it's kind of hard surrounding a wall around a wall, but I mean, they had.
It's like
that. Yeah, like I said, that's a lot of mass. Yeah,
it's like the unstoppable force versus immovable objects, except they're all like immovable objects. It's kind of weird, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was something.
YouTube. And this is why you turn on YouTube Kids. For your kids.
YouTube. Bro, can we talk about that? That's like very unrelated. What? Like extremely unrelated.
You talk about what?
But the whole thing, I forgot what, whose regulations it is. But it's basically that. You can't have advertisement on things meant for kids.
Oh yeah, like you can't have comments. You can't have advertisements. You can't like, yeah. you know like when you like put the mini player on so you can like watch whatever, look for next video. You can't.
So like it was a thing for like TV, and then it wasn't the thing for like internet because internet's new and stuff. So they finally brought it up.
That's
probably
one of the best because when kids watch videos, all they need to see what's in the video and move on. That's all you need to see.
Like, that killed a lot of YouTube, though.
Yep.
Because now you have to say
that's true.
That your things are made for adults
and
teens. And it has to be old enough teens. Because if it's not, you cannot monetize it. No comments, no, like, nothing. So,
right.
Think about all the people. And I could understand the regulations and stuff, but okay, fine. Think about all the people that are making money from posting, like, aside from the people that were just making videos about whatever, the people that are making money from posting like the kids channels and stuff, like the
it's not even
those are the ones that got hit the most, and then just regular creators, people that were just making videos to make videos because that's what they did,
dude. Yeah, because like
vloggers.
There's this channel called, I think I mentioned this before, it's called, it's like Special Books for Special Kids. It's basically this guy and his girlfriend. They interview people with different disabilities, whether it be mental, physical, or anything like that, just so they can tell their story and like have other people understand them. But ever since that new policy came out, it might have been like last year, maybe even 2 years ago. Nah, I think it might have been last year. They like, YouTube was like, oh, your channel features children. Then the children were people who were like telling a story about like their experience as a person with some type of disability, and then like usually the comments are filled like with positive comments like I'm so proud of you, I'm like, you're so strong, like I hope you get like you achieve your goals and keep going. They're like, nope, no more of that. Literally, it might have been like 99.9% positive comments, but because some of their videos, not even all of them, some of them feature minors, they can't have that interaction with their community that they built.
Nope.
And that's why so many YouTubers like Patreon, the YouTube members, because the advertisements, that's literally the only source of revenue that you get from YouTube, except for sponsorships.
Pretty much. And even sponsorships are basically ads that you do yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Bro, like,
and the main layer thing is so annoying.
I mean, I don't
hate it, I guess. I mean, I don't really see the issue with it.
Nah, but just having the, like, the ability to...
I mean, if you want to have your...
Like, yeah, like, you know, if you're looking for another video or if you're doing something else.
Yeah.
Like,
because, well, like, it'd be like just a random videos, like, you don't even think that's like, oh, this is meant for kids, you can't
play
it
over
it. Bro, I promise you, if a company came out and made YouTube without the rules of YouTube, they would do so fucking well.
They could probably shut that damn down. Because it's not, you know, I can't be mad at YouTube, it's not YouTube's fault.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not YouTube's fault. Yeah, they can't do anything about it. These aren't new, they're just new to YouTube. It's, if you go on Sprout or other kids' channels, you're not going to get heavy ads or anything like that. Because you can't have advertisement on the kids' things because kids are easily
influenced.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, pick up this gun. Okay.
But that was a big thing. Yeah. Remember like the Momo thing? It was like, it was like a picture of this heavily photoshopped girl, like big eyes, and like I think it was a sculpture, I think. And like,
yeah, the hope, yeah.
She's like, oh, kill your parents, or else I'm gonna, or like,
you want to save your parents? Let me get the SSN.
you want to save your parents? Go stick this fork in the electrical socket. Like, and like, it's understandable.
That wasn't just the thing with Momo. That was a thing like happening with like the cameras in your house and Alexa.
People
talk to Alexa saying go do this, go do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the that was a bigger problem than just like online, but it did definitely contribute.
If Alexa
stuff, two girls killed.
Oh right, yeah, they killed that one. Yeah,
because Slenderman. Yeah. I guess.
Bro, I probably if Alexa tried to tell me to do some bullshit like that, man, I just unplug you. You're dead now. What you gonna do?
Bro, I'm throwing Alexa out the window. Screw that.
Damn. Yeah, it's a bunch of crazy stuff that happened over the past couple of weeks. A bunch of crazy stuff that's happened in the world overall. Just a shout out to India with their complications dealing with COVID. Also, Colombia dealing with their corrupt government because they're raising taxes even though they didn't have money to spend over there. It's every country, every place in the world, they're dealing with their own stuff, and it's really unfortunate, but c'est la vie. Like, that's life.
Fortunately,
we can try to help, but yeah. At the end of the day, we all know what's happening.
A lot of stuff. Happier news. May the 4th passed. And Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So it's all our...
Even though Cinco de Mayo has... People like see it as like a...
Revenue. Cinco de Mayo ain't really a... It's an American holiday.
Yeah, at this point. Because all the cultural...
Yeah, it's always been... The real, like, I think Mexican Independence Day is, I believe, September 16th.
I'm not sure, but Cinco de Mayo has lost its original meaning. But for more happy news, College Decision Day was May 1st, and congratulations to everybody who's deciding to enhance their education and
also generational debt. But you know. Yeah. that's no shot to anybody. Like, colleges, like, getting into college is it's a feat of its own. But like, it's again, with anything in this country, some extra bullshit that no one needs to deal with. And just, you know, you have to deal with student loans and shit.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
Also, shout out to the people who didn't decide to go to college, whether it's the trade school, the military, the union. Or if you don't want to go into any type of institution at all, that's totally fine. You know, everywhere, everyone gets their own some way or another. So, as we ourselves embark on the next part of our journey of our life, we wish you luck as well, because we all going through it.
Hey man, hopefully the world looks up every day. It's a new issue, and they're rising more than the solutions are currently, but hopefully we'll be able to twist those, have the solutions to our problems come out faster than the problems. But until then, just gonna have to bear through it.
Yes, sir. Any last words?
Yeah, really, y'all heard all that, right? Like, I wasn't just talking to
you. No, yeah, so, I heard you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my final words is I'm, like, really hungry right now.
Yeah, well, same. I was just thinking about
a bowl of frosted flakes.
I was just thinking, like, damn, what am I going to eat for dinner? Because I don't smell anything in the kitchen right now. I'm kind of sad.
Good question.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for everyone who stayed this long to enjoy the podcast. Hopefully you did enjoy it. And thanks for the support. Also, if you didn't know, we also have a Discord. It's still up and running. The link will be in the description for that. That's that.
Yeah. Thank you.